We will hear from Steve Mercer, U.S. Wheat Associates Vice President of Communications, while he shares with us information about the USDA's deregulation of the HB4 trait.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it will deregulate the HB4 drought-tolerant trait in wheat. Farmer leaders of U.S. Wheat Associates commended USDA's thorough science-based process and expressed confidence in the trait's potential to deliver significant benefits for both producers and consumers. Oklahoma wheat grower and U.S. Wheat Associates past chairman Michael Peters has visited BioSeries crop science test plots in South America. As Peters shares here, he was impressed with the research and is hopeful of what the trait could mean for wheat farmers, especially those in drought-prone areas.
As a wheat farmer in the southern plains, I definitely see the HB4 trait being a tool that I could have in my toolbox for those years that there is some drought, especially in the periods when the wheat is coming out of winter dormancy, when it really needs that moisture, or when it's going into its reproductive phase. Having the opportunity to visit BioSeries test plots in Argentina, I was impressed with the quality of the wheat that was being grown, being able to see how the technology was being used, and the possibility of how it could be used on our farmland in the U.S. I think it's definitely a tool that every farmer would like to have, you know, for those periods that it really is dry weather, so that we can continue to be that supplier of good quality grain.
U.S. Wheat Associates policy team continues to follow the HB4 issue closely. Director of Trade Policy Peter Lauterman, who also visited BioSeries test plots in South America, shares with us that there is still a lot of ground to cover with the technology, and that U.S. Wheat will stay actively engaged in the process on behalf of farmers and international customers.
We're really excited to see this announcement come out of USDA that just follows the basic science-based regulatory system that we have known has come out of the Part 340 revision of regulations. As BioSeries continues to move forward, there's a distinction between kind of this regulatory approval and then the number of steps that they'll need to move forward with to make sure they have a commercial plan to bring this product to market. We're looking forward to continuing in that dialogue with BioSeries. We'll keep all of our board members and Wheat Breeding Innovation Committee members apprised of those conversations. One of the most important pieces of discussion we've had with BioSeries over time is our wheat industry joint principles for biotechnology commercialization, which is kind of a big mouthful for our kind of document that we share with the National Association of Wheat Growers to really outline how U.S. Wheat is supportive of bringing technology to market. And let's make sure we do it in the right way that makes sure that customers have the choices they want in the marketplace, but also that growers have access to really great new science-based technologies as well. And certainly, this is the first time we've seen this from wheat, so it's a new experience. But as we're looking at a timeline, we'd probably think somewhere in the 3 to 5 year range.
For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.